The House and Senate are currently advancing their versions of the fiscal 2015 ag appropriation bills. Both bills are ready for floor debate in each chamber. Very concerning to me is a portion of the House bill, a policy rider related to proposed rules by the Grain Inspection Packers Stockyards Administration, which you all know as GIPSA. These rules stem from the livestock title that was included in the 2008 Farm Bill. As far as I know, haven't been up for discussion since then and have remained on the books. So we have this ill-advised GIPSA rider in the House bill preventing eight sections of the proposed rule from being finalized. Many of the sections that would be blocked are new definitions that give the Department of Agriculture more tools to help producers. The House bill also blocks the enforcement or regulatory actions related to three sections that were already made final. For example, one of the sections that was finalized and would be blocked is a requirement that poultry growers be given 90 days notice by a livestock poultry dealer if it intends to suspend the delivery of birds to that grower. The livestock title of the 2008 Farm Bill was added to help level the playing field for producers against meat processors who operate a highly concentrated industry. We have just seen Tyson Foods purchase Hillshire Brand Company for $7.7 billion. That deal continues consolidation in the already highly concentrated meat processing industry. These attempts at rolling back some of the progress Congress made in helping growers deal with continued concentration in the meat industry are concerning. It's something I'll be watching very closely. Just to emphasize, you understand that this 90-day notice for live poultry dealers is to make sure that the farmers that do the work for the highly concentrated industry aren't slaves to a few people. So if you don't get delivery of poultry for you to raise to slaughter age, you've got a lot of investment in those buildings. They're going to put you out of business. We got to make sure that these people aren't slaves to a highly concentrated industry.
Senator, have you seen any similar riders in the Senate appropriations measure at all to that GIPSA one you were referring to in the House?
No, and that gives me some hope we can stop this, but I think we still got to work hard to do it, and I hope all the outside interest groups that are interested in the family farmer will get behind my effort to get this stuff, make sure it isn't in the final product that goes to the president.